Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm fine. What about the Jack Jumpers? How about that?
What a magic night. One of the more magic nights I've ever been a part of, that's for sure. It was just unbelievable, the atmosphere at My State Bank Arena. It's got progressively louder every game this year. And David Bartlett, the former Premier, made a good point over the weekend. It's because the crowd, I think, is becoming more educated about the game and understand what's going on. It's taken a little while to get there, but wow, what a win it was. I reckon the crowd was worth 10 points, to be honest. And we won by, I think, what was it, in the end, 7, I think, or something like that. So tonight's going to be tough, though. I'm about to head on out to the airport, actually, get on the plane to go over and have a look because... it's going to be a historic moment if we can qualify tonight. Wow, getting into a grand final in your first year. Even being on the cusp of qualifying for it's a good enough story in itself, but to actually make it would just be off the absolute charts. So, it's going to be a tough test, obviously, back there at that John Cain Arena. It's a pretty big venue, a lot different to My State Bank Arena. And, of course, we lost that opening game back on Thursday night. So Melbourne United will be out for revenge in front of their home crowd, and it's going to be a cracking contest, I reckon.
Yeah, all right, 7:30 tonight. So is everyone fit or what?
Yeah, no, as far as I know, everyone pulled up fine. Obviously, Will Magnay's the only one out, but we haven't had him since early February, which is remarkable in itself, really, that we've lost Will, and he was in such good form when he went down as well. It was a big part of our resurgence from that 2-6. But they've managed to find a way, and obviously the offensive and defensive rebounds were a big problem in game one. They rectified that in game two, really stopped the influence. JLA was still fantastic for United, and they kept Hook Porty quiet. Those two were really dominant in game one. So if I can do that again tonight, hopefully we're on the right side of the result.
Yeah, so the winner will go on to play Sydney.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they had a really good win yesterday. The Kings came from behind on their home floor to win game two. They took the first game back on Friday night in Wollongong. So Jalen Adams, the league MVP, he was absolutely outstanding in both of those games. So we don't want to look too far ahead, Darren, but if we do manage to qualify for the grand finals, we're going to have to really take care of Jalen Adams because he is next level at the moment.
Yeah, all right. That would be very exciting watching that tonight, 7:30 for the Jack Jumpers versus Melbourne United. All right, NBL 1, I went and watched the Thunder on Saturday night and a great win over Keilor, so 2-2 to start the season for those boys.
Yeah, great result, wasn't it? The Hobart Chargers got over the Thunder 2 on Friday night, so a good weekend for the Tassie teams. But as I mentioned, I think last week, great that the Thunder are getting these results without half their team even on the floor yet, with the Jack Jumpers boys to roll in once this season's over. So, and that could, I mean, I'm not sure what the turnaround's going to be. If we do happen to lose tonight, I'm not sure how quick these guys will get up and play for the Thunder. They'll have a week off maybe just to recharge the batteries before deep diving into NBL 1. We'll wait and see, but they're going to be some pretty handy inclusions, that's for sure.
Yeah, and just going back a step, you mentioned the Thunder. And for people who don't know, Keilor are also called the Thunder. So we had the Thunder versus the Thunder on the weekend, which was a bit confusing. Anyway, good job by the Northwest Thunder. All right, let's go to the AFL. So Brisbane, Sydney yesterday, strange game. I mean, 9 points all at quarter time, and Brisbane ended up 117.
Yeah, it was a strange old game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the big story, out of this is Joe Danaher, and is his shoulder going to be a long-term injury or not? Because if it is, that really, I don't think it, I mean, it doesn't affect Brisbane's premiership chances, in a big, big, big way, say, but it's going to have an impact, that's for sure. He's a very good player for the Lions, Joe Danaher. So, obviously that's a big hoodoo broken too for the Brisbane Lions. It was their first win, I think, at the SCG in 13 years. So a really good result for them. And, really cements their place in that top four at the moment, or the top two even, for the Lions at the minute. So a really good win.
I tell you what, after all these years, Buddy Franklin is still the biggest star in the AFL. No doubt about it. It's like just when he gets the ball and if he's anywhere near goal, you see the crowd just rise. It's amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of people talk about this could be his last year. Well, the form he's in at the moment, and if he can stay injury-free, you'd think he'd at least have another one left in him. He's been absolutely outstanding so far this year.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Well, a massive win on the weekend, a big upset by the Lauderdale Footy Club, knocking off Launceston. Just when we thought Lonnie might go through the season undefeated, the Bombers, who had really had trouble winning at home early in the season. They'd lost three to start the season on their home deck, and that's normally a graveyard for visiting teams down there at Skybus Oval. Well, they were back on the weekend. 90-62 was the final score, so Launceston gets its first loss for the year. Lauderdale gets a much-needed confidence-boosting win to really get their season back on track. Now, they're 2 wins, 3 losses, and they were 0-3 as before last weekend. So that's really exciting for the comp. I reckon that a team could knock off Launceston. And the other games, a massive win for Clarence over Glenorchy, 122-32. And in the other game, North Hobart came from behind but couldn't quite pip North Launceston at Utah Stadium. And the Bombers getting that one done 72-65.
Right, let's go to round ball. What's happening in the A-League?
Yeah, not too long to go now in the A-League, the penultimate round. We're halfway through it at the moment. There's a couple of games to come tomorrow night and Wednesday night. But the games so far this round, back on Friday night, Melbourne Victory, 3-1 winners over Wellington Phoenix. Central Coast Mariners, they got the job done against West United, 1-0, so that really affects the minor premiership for West United. They were right there amongst the top contenders, but that really is a setback, losing to Central Coast. Adelaide United, 2-0 over Brisbane Roar, and it was a 1-1 draw between Perth Glory and Western United. So if we look now at the standings, Melbourne City still on top, but a game in hand over Melbourne Victory, and you'd think now, well, West United's still out of the minor premiership race, but Melbourne City, you think, would have to be the front runners at the minute.
Yep. NPL, Devonport Strikers had a win over Riverside on the weekend. No surprise there. Devonport, top end of the ladder. Riverside, a fair bit further down. So Strikers going well. Now, let's finish off with cricket. I know you spoke about this with Mike on Friday. But let's just touch on it because I haven't spoken to you about it. The Australian tour of Sri Lanka. Now, we're sending three squads. This starts June, I think. So yep. We've got a test squad. We've got a one-day international squad. Actually, we've got four squads. We've got tests, one-day international. We've got an Australia A, and we've got T20s. Out of all those four squads, only
four
one.
Four squads. How many Tassie players?
One.
One Tassie player, four scores. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
I find that hard to believe. I mean, sure, cricket selection's contentious. You know, everyone's got their own opinion on who should be in and out. But one player out of four squads, I mean, Ben McDermott. I mean, what, is he injured? Really?
Nathan Ellis.
Nathan Ellis.
Really good form, I thought, for him. Really, really confusing, I think, and I unfortunately couldn't get on the media call the other day with George Bailey to hear some of the questions and answers from that particular press conference. It would have been interesting to listen to, but I was quite surprised that we only had the one there, that's for sure. And four squads, as you say, like it's not like it's
a, I know, right? I mean, set up. Yeah. Anyway, that's very strange. All right, on we go then. Good luck to Matthew Wade, and he'll only be playing in the T20s too. So,
that's right.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Yep, tune in, have all the latest from Melbourne ahead of the big game tonight.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy Melbourne.
Thank you.